Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. David, I don't know how much you are into philosophy, but why don't we get a little philosophical on today's show?
All right, let's do that, Ron.
Throw something different in everybody. Socrates. You remember Socrates, studying him in school?
We were good friends. I think we were in...
you were in Cub Scouts together?
There you go. Yes.
Socrates said that the unexamined life is not worth living. That's pretty deep.
Wow, that is huge.
When it comes to financial planning, it's important to examine yourself by pondering some of these important questions. What would be some answers that people might have to these questions that I'm going to throw at you if they really reflect on them? Number one, what financial issues do I really worry about? And what keeps me up at night? What do most of the people that you know say about that?
Well, I'd say most of the people I meet with, and frankly, if you look in the grocery aisle at Newsweek or U.S. News and World Report, the biggest fear of baby boomers today is, will I run out of money? And so that is, a lot of times that's an irrational fear. I see people that they run no chance of running out of money. I also see people who absolutely run a chance, but they all seem to have that fear. And I think that fear comes from not knowing, not having put in the work to figure out, how am I really doing financially?
The worst thing that I can imagine is running out of money, outliving your money. And, you know, people are just living longer these days, so that's more of a concern than it used to be years ago. Here's another one for you. What do I really desire the most, financially speaking? What do people say to that question?
Well, most people in some form or fashion talk about financial security or confidence in their financial future. So I think back over the last 60 days, I've met with a 32-year-old couple. They're great earners and great savers, and they wanted confidence in their financial future. I met with a 49-year-old couple, a single earner. He makes a lot of money, and they wanted confidence in their financial future, and they'd accumulated a lot of assets. And then just last week, I met with a 64. He was, you know, roughly 64. He was a little older than she was, but they had very modest earnings. They had no plan. And frankly, they had no handle on what their expenses were on a monthly basis. And so those are three starkly different types of individuals. I see all ends of the spectrum. But most people want that financial security and that confidence, and that comes from having a plan. The 32-year-old couple, well, they're starting really early, and that's fantastic for them. The 49-year-old couple, well, they've just been banging away at their savings real hard for years. And the 64-year-old couple, unfortunately, they're running out of time, and I was not able to give them confidence in their financial future. We made some changes, but there's no quick fix when you're late in the game and you're underinvested. But confidence and security comes from having a really good plan. And a lot of people out there just don't have a really good plan.
There are a lot of us who wish we had started as early as that 32-year-old couple, because that's really fantastic. I mean, good for them. Do I have any biases that affect my financial decisions? I mean, everybody has some kind of biases, don't they?
They do. I think the one I see the most, maybe it's just accentuated over the last year, but I see a lot of political bias that goes into people's financial decisions. So, you know, oh, is the market going to tank because of Trump? But frankly, a couple, 3, 4 years ago, I would hear, is the market going to tank because of Obama? Mm-hmm. People really inflict their own political bias into their financial decisions, and that's almost always a bad idea. So my advice would be, the market is really complex, and it goes way beyond politics. So the market is by far the best when earnings are growing and when markets, people, investors are optimistic. It's by far the worst when earnings are falling and when those same people are pessimistic. It really has very little to do with what's going on with the headlines coming out of Washington. So if we can ignore those, we're going to be in a lot better shape as far as our investing future.
This next question I'm going to ask you here may have changed over the years, but if you've ever dealt with folks who lived through the Great Depression, they had real biases about how to deal with money and all this kind of thing. It really changed their lives. But my question is, what did I learn about money from my parents, either by explicit teaching or just by observing them and what they did? How many folks that you work with are really influenced by what happened with their parents?
Quite a few. So I was laughing with a guy last month. He said that the advice he could remember getting from his mother was, never invest in a CD for less than 8%.
Oh, really?
Well, he and I both had a good laugh on that, because when's the last time you saw an 8% CD?
No, they don't exist, do they?
It's been quite some time. So a lot of the stuff the basics that we got from our parents oftentimes are pretty good. The pointed advice, like the one I just shared, obviously that's time dated. But, you know, some of the advice I've tried to instill in my daughters is, make sure you always save 10% of what you make. Mm-hmm. Make sure you never run credit card debt. And make sure you always live below your means. I think if you can do that, if you can do those three things, you run a really, really good chance of retiring well off. You may not retire wealthy, but you'll retire well off.
Now, a lot of people really need to stop and think about this question in order to know themselves. And this is kind of a basic question. What does money really mean to me? What role does it play in my life? What do folks say about that you talk with?
Well, that's kind of the million or $100 million question. And anyway, it's different for everybody. But for most people, money translates into financial security and confidence. So we've all heard the old saying, money can't buy happiness. And you know what? That's true. But having no money is not a key to happiness either.
No.
So in most cases, having money in retirement does not happen by accident. It happens by having a thoughtful plan and following that plan. So as you're listening today and wondering whether or not you have a good plan, knowing that and having confidence in that is really, really important. So here's what I'd like to offer to do for you today. We're going to custom design for you an easy-to-understand financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There's no obligation, there's no cost for this initial review for all callers that have at least $250,000 saved for their retirement. So if you meet that qualification, here's what you can expect. First, we'll run a fee report to help you untangle what it's costing you to work with your current planner or advisor. We'll show you how to protect your investments and keep more of your money in your accounts. Next, we'll perform a tax analysis to show you how you could possibly reduce your taxes, maybe eliminate your taxes in retirement, and increase your cash flow. And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income plan using proven strategies and techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we'll take the guesswork out of financial planning for you. So if you call, we'll get this financial CPR, our complete planning review, underway for you with absolutely no obligation.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, complimentary planning review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414 and tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.